and welcome to Ubuntu Vista. This is a bonus episode. I'm Ben. And fuck you, we have jobs, all right? We all have jobs. We have shit going on. We can't come up with an intro every fucking week, all right? We've done hundreds of these.
Hundreds.
With me is Andrew, Lucy, and Theo. And if you can't tell their voices apart by this point, I can't help you.
Like, what do you mean you can't tell Ben and Andrew apart? I'm so sick of it. What do you mean?
Tell Andrew and I apart, maybe. If you can't tell Theo apart from Andrew and I, what are you fucking talking about?
Yeah, I've kind of got the one. I've got the weedy voice. I've got the kind of like.
Yeah, mine's kind of like. And Andrew's is like. And yours is like.
That's it. You nailed it. And mine's girl. I'm a girl.
And Lucy's the lady of the crew.
Yes.
Gotta have one.
I think, you know how like, I remember seeing a thing where Mike Mignola was talking about character design for Hellboy, how he wanted everyone to have a silhouette, a very distinct character shape that you could just instantly be like, it's that character.
Yeah.
Our voices are like that for us.
Yes.
Andrew.
And also our silhouettes.
That's very true. Only if you have a scale for the silhouettes, I think.
Maybe if they're in profile and we can see the hat.
Yeah, I'm sort of hunched over, even though I'm not that tall to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's I'm looking at my tiny phone because I'm going to win Purple Steak in Bellatro.
You're not doing it on your phone when you're at home, are you? I thought you would have switched to your Switch.
Oh, it's a separate save.
You're still looking at it. Can you fucking mean?
He's still playing
you
Bellatro,
You keep looking down at the
you're
screen.
You're looking at something.
That's where my notes are.
Can you? You don't.
You don't have any notes.
You don't have any notes. Can you be
did
present?
Did you bring enough Bellatro for the whole class?
Yes.
Did you bring enough Bellatro for the whole audience?
You're just never present with us anymore. Yes. You're just always somewhere else. I can't
get
to you.
You're lingering on the past or you're worrying about the future.
Yeah, I'm playing Bellatro.
Or you're playing Bellatro. Three states. Lucy, she's a lady.
Yep.
And we believe that gives her a special kind of expertise in the world of romance. And when it comes to issues of romance and other such emotional things, we give her those questions. It's time for Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just go pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800 Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
Wow, what a classic joint.
That's very
a classic Andrew joint.
What makes a joint a joint? It's a Spike Lee joint, but it's not a P.T. Anderson joint.
No, you would sound fucking insane.
I think it's a thing he made up.
What's something distinctive about Spike Lee?
Cool glasses.
Yeah, okay.
Does he wear crazy
Let's
glasses?
Let's not interrogate that any further.
Big New York Knicks fan. I don't know if Paul Thomas Anderson is a big New York Knicks fan.
No, he's an L.A. guy. Oh.
This comes to us from r/AmItheArsehole. Am I the asshole for banning my dad from my band's shows? I think, okay, so there's going to be some kind of heavy concepts discussed in this one. So I want you guys to just deal with it maturely, appropriately. We don't want to upset anyone.
You want me to put my big boy pants on?
If you can slip out of your little boy shorts and put on your big boy pants.
They're so short, dude. I've had them since I was four. I'm so uncomfortable.
Andrew, I have only one request. Lose
Keep
the shorts.
Keep the pants.
Oh. I, 18M, have been in a band since sophomore year. No idea.
Are we saying it like that?
Is that
are we saying it like
that? Sophomore?
Wow.
Did that feel good to say, Theo, to be on the other side of that?
So fucking
related to sophistry.
Try to point your mouth at the microphone, though, when you're still looking at Bellatro.
Turn your fucking phone off.
Anti-8.
You cunt. You're meant to be on the pills that stop you from doing this now.
Yeah. No,
they're the pills that make me perfectly multitask.
No.
Said that with the confidence of a man who really wants you to believe it.
I, 18M, have been in a band since sophomore year.
Yeah.
My dad, 46M, has always been very supportive of this band, coming to every show we played, helping me carry my guitar and my equipment.
Bet your band fucking sucks.
Yeah, your band fucking sucks.
He comes to every show and boos us. Get better!
Anyways, so at a recent show, my dad was socializing with everyone as usual, and we ended up talking to a group of my friends who had come to the show. Uh-huh. A friend of mine jokingly says, "Hey, brackets, my name. Just been getting to know
your
dad."
What name should we invent for them, by the way? Can we just come up with a placeholder name right now?
Jared. Yeah.
Jared. Subway Jared.
Jared. J-E. Two E's. Jared.
Jared. Jared. Jared Wood. Oh, no. Hey, Jared.
Thank you.
Just been getting to know your dad, been talking about you, and my dad, again in front of all of my friends, goes, "Yeah, talking about how he's been jerking off since he was 8.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Ooh, how so your dad's come up organically, Dad?
8. And we don't have to...
We don't have to say the age that we all started masturbating?
8 seems too young to me.
8 does.
I'm just going to say it.
You can guess a number for each of us if you'd like.
Yeah. Also, don't get in touch about this in any way. There is nothing for you to grip onto here. There is just no purchase on this subject.
Just and a Theo's sign, not describing his penis.
Yeah, that's right.
Assign the number for each of us to next to the silhouette that you have that goes with our voice in your head. And keep it there. Keep it there right inside your head.
We'll be looking like a damn paint by numbers.
Starting at what? At what? Paint by numbers starting at what?
I'm not.
You tell me, brother. You tell me.
32. Oh, that feels quite nice, actually. I was absolutely mortified because my other friends thought he was being serious. One of my band members went, 8? Jesus.
All right.
Imagine
okay.
if one so of your friend's joking. Dads said this to you.
Yeah. Like, of course he's fucking joking.
That's one of his classic bits. Look, I don't. Okay, I don't. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You want to say the number.
You want to say the number.
I can see it in your
I don't want to say the number.
You don't know what age is right? Oh, I don't, there's no right age. But
I don't know.
There's
what
a wrong age.
I don't know what the bell curve is for, right? Like, they're all different things happen. I don't wish to speculate.
All different things.
All different things happen.
That's so true. That's so true.
That is so
many things.
True.
I will say, let's take things on balance. Imagine I am Lady Justice. I am holding the facts in my hands. On one hand, so many things can happen. On the other hand, it kind of clarifies things now that we know that he's joking. And I can kind of return to my normal view.
The neutral state of it's probably a normal number, really.
I don't think he's joking. I think this guy's playing it off as a joke. It's not a joke.
I also think that Lady Justice held the scales of justice in one hand because she was balancing them on scales, not just by vibing it out based on each hand.
She's not the scale. She's not the scale. So do we think that maybe he's super humiliated because the dad has outed him as joking off since he was 8 and he's like,
yeah.
Also, it was a joke, just for everybody in this subreddit. It was a joke, and he shouldn't have told them.
My dad started jerking off at a normal age, thank you, everybody.
Which is. And we're all going to say it.
We're all saying it.
I felt so humiliated at the time and was in a bad mood for the rest of the day. When I got home, I told my dad calmly that I didn't want him to come to shows. I said that I didn't want him to come if he was just going to embarrass me in front of all my friends, making inappropriate jokes. And now, as an 18-year-old, I think it's time that he just stops going to my shows, as I feel kind of tied to my father's apron almost at times with him always there.
Oh, man.
I'm making notes here. Very interesting.
To be tied to your father's apron.
To have your father be too present in supporting you in your artistic
endeavors.
Oh,
my dad
endeavors.
Always came to my football game. He also told everyone I'd been jerking off since I was 3, but he was there.
Is that an odd thing to say about your own son? Yes.
Very.
Is it
extremely.
kind of good gear to drop in front of all just, of
it's
these.
It's good
gear. Very funny.
Freakazoid's been jerking off before
so
he can
many
read.
Laughs. It would have got
Dad,
so many laughs.
You owned me too hard and too weirdly in front of all of my friends. Yeah. I think it's time for us to put a little distance in between ourselves.
Dad, I'm going to have to kill you, and that's going to make Mum single, so think about that.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm simply too immature to process how good the joke was. Also, no matter how you want to relate it to other people, you didn't say it calmly.
No.
You know? You didn't say, no one says, I don't want you to come if you're just going to embarrass me in front of all my friends calmly. That's not a sentence anybody has ever said calmly.
You know how
life.
That sentence started? By someone going, Dad!
Yeah.
Dad!
Dad!
Don't!
If you're just going to embarrass me, that's
how it
actually
came
out.
You've just got to own your dad. You're going to be like, my dad's here, yes, and he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to the next show.
Who was jerking me off, you know? Get him up on stage. Like, say you want to do a tribute to him for how much support he's given you over the years and everything. Get him up on stage. Dack him. Underpants down and everything.
Dick out.
In front of your 18-year-old crowd.
Yes, show
my dad has
your
a little
dad's
dick
penis to your 18-year-old friends.
Make sure it is an overages gig, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, I think actually this is presumably American, so it is probably still an underage gig.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Everybody's got the black X on there.
Fucked
do
up.
You think that he's, do you think he's fully thought this through and he's going to be like, Dad, it's one thing for you to drive me to my shows and help me load and unload and load my gear and drive
and
me home.
Show sort of like
but you
unconditional
can't be
support
at the
for
show.
Me.
Yeah.
Do you think he's realized that he's doing himself out of the having a built-in roadie aspect of here? He's probably getting driven to the shows too.
Foolish. He's lucky he's on guitar, because if he was on drums, you've got no choice.
Ooh,
You need your dad's car for sure. You're not getting on the fucking bus with your cymbals.
Dad,
your
who's
going
to unload my vibraphone? You know?
Is my father in the right? Am I being an immature teenager for wanting to ban my supportive father from shows over a joke?
Yes.
Or am I in the right for not wanting to be humiliated with inappropriate and intimate jokes in front of a group of my friends and therefore setting up boundaries?
I'm sorry, brother, but you're going to have to learn to not be pussified. You're going to have to learn how to deal with the banter, you know? Otherwise, if you're just like, someone has made a joke at my expense, it is time to cut them out of my life, you're going to end up alone and you will be known as overly sensitive and unable to take a joke. It's one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Yeah, it's very wet behavior.
If I was one of these guys' bandmates and like one time I saw this guy's dad say he started jerking off when he was 8 and then you flushed really red and then ran out of the room and then your dad never came to another show, I'd be like, fuck, if that
was
true.
He was absolutely jerking off at 8.
That was correct.
And then you'd start a different band called Jared Started Jerking Off at 8.
Yeah,
yep.
It's called 8-Year-Old Jerk Off. And no one books us for shows for some reason.
Yep. Having trouble breaking through. No, instead you just go, yeah, you got me that subscription of Playboy Junior, you know? And you laugh it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go, hey, Dad, thanks for making this show. I didn't know if you'd make it in time because you were going to Small Penises Anonymous this evening.
Dad.
<It's> Dad.
Damn.
That's my father's penis, everyone.
Look at it. It's small. I haven't inherited it.
I have my
Mine
mother's
is
penis.
Normal.
Skips a generation, I think.
Hey, music. That's not exclusive to America. They also have music in the Netherlands. It's time for Netherlands Corner.
Everybody, I'm from Holland. Isn't that beer?
This comes to us from the NL Times. Crowds prevent Armin van Buuren from performing on Amsterdam A10 Ring Road Festival.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck you,
Armin
van Buuren. For the
best. Due to massive crowds, Armin van Buuren was not allowed to perform during the Festival Op de Ring on the A10 near Amsterdam on Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
The DJ was supposed to join colleague Ben Weil for a B2B and a joint performance, but that did not happen.
For a B2B?
I think that's like a back-to-back.
Business to business?
I think it's a back-to-back like DJ set where they go on like track for track.
And what's the festival?
Festival Op de Ring?
So they're going back-to-back up the ring?
They're going back-to-back Op de Ring.
Op de Ring? Up the ring back-to-back
booty
session?
Booty to booty?
So you're taking big boy pants off already, huh? Now, booty to booty, I can get behind.
Oh, but you won't. But you won't do Op de Ring. Booty
no,
to booty.
That was a stretch too far. I'm just picturing Van Buren and another DJ just going. It doesn't. We're booty to booty.
I tell you right now, you don't want to be stretched too far when it comes to Op de Ring, booty to booty.
Or you could do B2A like Flume did that time.
Oh,
B2M, B to us? Was that mouth
M to B.
M to B?
M to B?
Well, the headlines were all that he ate
that
a lady's
ass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right.
But she was still wearing pants.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucy's, boo, doesn't
but
count.
I think the photo makes it hard to see. It looks like, are they like skin-colored pants? Because for the...
Why the fuck do you remember
who?
This?
Who did this? Which DJ?
Because this was
Flume.
Like... Flume. This was
Australian
like news
DJ.
For like a week. Were you in like a bunker at that point, Lucy? Because this seems like very Lucy news. Australian DJ Flume ate
ass
on stage.
Why does this seem like Lucy news? What do you mean by that? What
this
does that mean?
Why do you know about this, Theo? This is so like pedestrian coded that it shouldn't have crossed your radar.
That's
at
exactly
all.
What I'm saying. Mm. Apart from the little dig at me, I don't know what that's about.
I wouldn't describe her as having pants on.
Yeah, what's the deal?
What? You reckon...
No, I think she's
on M2A contact.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, look at the picture in the chat.
If you know
I'm just saying,
whether,
check the tape.
That's further than through the pants. I'll
I'm
say
seeing
that.
Seeing an ass getting eaten here.
I think she's wearing underpants.
International Australian breakout DJ star.
He's international
Flume.
And Australian.
He is international and Australian. He's Flume. A breakout though. He's doing. He did a collab with. JPEG Mafia, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep, that's
recently.
You're an interesting person.
Fuck off!
Jesus,
I'm worldly. What are you?
Fuck! Oh,
worldly and street
smart. You surprise us sometimes.
Yeah,
I interviewed Flume in probably 2017, maybe. And he was a tiny little baby boy. He was just a nervous
little tiny
baby boy.
Wasn't he? Small bean.
Sorry.
Now look at him.
I'm angry.
He was so small. He was so little.
Live analingus on stage now. I think that's
his main act now. I've seen a video now.
Analingus in vivo?
Seen a video debunked. Debunked.
Debunked.
Debunked.
Oh.
He puts his face near her butt to take a photo and then immediately stops and goes,
Yeah, because it's yucky. Kind of waves his hand in front of his nose.
Stinky.
Yucky.
Hey, babe, I don't know if you knew this, but you got a butthole back there.
Come on.
If he pulled out a can of air freshener right afterwards.
That would have been great gear from Flume.
It would have. Flume, owning that young lady, putting her ass in his face on stage.
Well, famous Flume moments in ways where we think he could have been funnier.
It's very underwhelming.
That's his girlfriend. I think they might be married now.
No one should describe that as eating ass.
We should have done the gag. Always do the gag. That's the Bunta Vista motto. That's the creed we live by. Oh, Flume. Quote, unfortunately, the police didn't allow me and Armin to go B2B for safety reasons. Yeah. Ben Weil wrote with a photo of him and Van Buren looking at the camera with sad faces on his Instagram stories.
I always look sad when the police don't let me and my friend go B2B.
Where they don't let you play at a music festival because there's too many people there?
You shouldn't have to register with the police when you go B2B. That's what I think I'm saying. It's not the police's job.
Yeah.
To manage
don't ask,
when people
don't
go
tell.
B2B.
Yes.
Let two friends and DJs go B2B on each other. We don't need to get the state involved. You know?
I feel like I'm the only one. I thought that's why you chose the story.
No.
It's not?
I think. Because
I had that moment where you said it and I was like, oh, that's where Ben, we're going to be hearing Op de Ring.
Right.
And over and over
and
again.
And I'll laugh on cue like a trained seal. Whenever he says Optoring.
We'll just let Ben get this out of his system.
Oh, it's on the
like
Ring
the time
Road.
That he brought us a story about a man named Fister.
Yeah, that was like, a mistake.
Right, get it all out, Ben.
But the ending was so magical.
Come
and
on.
That B2B with Armin will happen one day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You don't have to go B2B to have a magical ending, is what they're saying.
Helps.
There's other ways.
Best podcast on earth.
But you can get pregnant from B2B. Very important.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Yeah, is that what you fucking want?
Yeah.
Van Buren like responded to the story with a promise to stand behind the turntables together one day. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
That's like Boromir telling Aragorn that they're going to ride back to Gondor as the princes of Gondor.
My friends bow to no one.
Van Buren.
And then years later, as he lies dying, his deck is broken.
Yes.
And it will not be spun again.
His deck.
DJ Boromir's deck is broken.
Oh my god, you're hearing the drop in the distance? Oh my god. Oh. It's
Boromir.
The decks of Gondor. Belmore's performance at Audio Obscura, part of the festival Optiring, was temporarily halted on Saturday evening when visitors started climbing over the fences. The police and enforcement officers restored order and the performance could continue. Armin van Buuren is so popular still in the Netherlands that people are like scaling fences to get on the highway to watch him do like a back-to-back DJ set with Ben Wall.
Yeah, we've kind of established in this episode that I do have my finger on the pulse, like most of the time with culture, but it feels like the like life cycle of Armin van Buuren is completely beyond me. Like he could be doing anything. He could be doing
stadiums.
Yeah, selling out stadiums, that kind of thing. And like you go, oh, okay.
Or like he comes here and he plays like X and Y and they like half sell the venue. There's like 30 people there being like, I remember this song.
Yeah.
Oh, in 2011, Van Buuren was appointed Officer of the Order of Orange Nassau for his services to music, which is a civil and military Dutch order of chivalry founded in 1892.
Sir Armin Van Buuren?
Sir?
Officer of the Order of Orange Nassau.
Okay.
All right.
Remember when they...
Gets a medal.
Almost when there was a chance that they were going to send Steve Aoki to space? And then I suppose they sent... Katy Perry, so what the fuck?
Oh man, that's a
you
sick
really are
medal.
Tied
imagine
into pop culture, aren't you?
Yeah, you've really been studying up. Got trivia this week.
Send Steve Aoki to space?
Yeah. Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki.
Huh.
Imagine getting that sick medal for playing trance.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's like the dream life is that you play electronic music so good that a country is like. Yeah. Here's a sword. I assume that's what they do.
You get a medal from the Dutch king?
Yeah, for bloody you do. Pressing the right buttons on your laptop, am I right?
Yeah. Or you press play. Actually, DJ's a lot more complicated than that. You also have to hit stop when the song is done. Trump is staying in the Dutch like national palace, like the royal palace this week. Because he's visiting the Netherlands, I guess. I don't know. It's just such an odd.
It is
very
odd.
Strange.
But then they've got like, is it currently? Have they still got like President Van Wilder or whatever over there?
Gert was never prime minister, as far as I know.
Okay.
Gert Wilders.
Gert Wilders,
the racist guy.
Gert Van Wilder.
Gert Van Wilder. Yeah, racist liaison.
Woo, that's good gear.
Yes, we're combining pop culture with current events. Hey, if I saw Steve Aoki in space, I'd say, what the? We talk about other what the things in a segment we like to call what the.
Right now, though, it's what the.
Now, the events that I'm about to relate to you are somewhat reminiscent to something we've talked about before in the episode... number 265, the two slur-based softball games of the Upper Peninsula Giant Mushroom Cult.
One of the classic, I think, more of a touchstone than we thought it would be recording it at the time.
It's a canonical episode, I think. It's in the canon. This is from the Murray Herald and Ledger in Murray, Kentucky. Restaurant owner staff detail raccoon incident. Promising, right?
When you got to hear it from more than one person, you know something's going on.
As most Callaway County residents have heard by now, last Friday was not a normal day at work for employees of the Big Apple Grill and Bar.
It's all anyone's been talking about.
Story.
Yeah.
Imagine if you weren't there that day, though. Yeah. Fuck, that'd suck.
We cancelled school.
Imagine if you lived in town and you read that opening sentence and no one had told you anything about it.
This is how you find out. Oh, this is how I find out about the raccoon incident.
Yeah, so fucking everybody else knows because they were all talking to each other when they go to the store. But when I go to the store, they just go, how was your day? According to a uniform citation, Murray Police Department officers were called to the Big Apple around 9:18 p.m. Friday after Jonathan Mason, 40, of Murray, allegedly released a live raccoon inside the restaurant, resulting in one staff member being bitten.
It's like, it's not going to be fatal behavior, unless like rabies or whatever, but it's like really being a menace. I'm just shaking up a raccoon and throwing him into the restaurant, you know?
It's kind of a funny thing to do, actually.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny thing to do.
Yeah, it's pretty good gear.
Yeah.
It's very naughty behavior, you know? Yeah.
Oh, releasing a raccoon to do chip damage to whoever's in range?
After police stopped Mason's vehicle, he allegedly refused to roll down his window and did not exit the vehicle.
Yeah,
looking straight forward, shaking his head like Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
Police eventually used a window breaker to remove Mason from the vehicle, and he was arrested and transported to the Callaway County Jail.
Was the raccoon in there? Did he leave it?
The raccoon might have still been in the bar at this juncture.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was charged with second-degree assault, third-degree criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and failure of owner to maintain required insurance first offence.
Was it his raccoon?
No, it might be
his. Oh, was it on the car, maybe?
I don't know if it's raccoon insurance.
You wouldn't leave your raccoon.
I'm going to need to see your papers for raccoon insurance.
You got CTP? This raccoon.
You're just rolling around with an uninsured raccoon? Got no worries about that?
Mason previously received widespread attention in December when he was arrested twice within a 48-hour period for allegedly mistreating his mule, riding it while intoxicated and fleeing from police.
Oh, my God.
I'm really on this guy's side.
I'm not laughing at mistreating
your
mule.
You heard animal mistreatment and you went to, I'm on this guy's side?
Woo, fuck up that mule.
Look.
I just feel like this guy's been teleported in from like Red Dead Redemption or something, right?
Yeah. He's like, doing mule mischief and he's going to shoot him in the back of the head.
Theo, I think what I'm saying is right than you could possibly believe.
Each of these scenarios sounds like one of the newspaper front pages from early season Simpsons with a picture of Homer on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the scenarios that he's in, all of these to me, drunkenly riding your mule, intoxicated, and fleeing the police.
Mason was reportedly drinking at the Big Apple on December 7th, 2024, before he left and went to Tap 216, where he was later arrested on charges of second-degree disorderly conduct, alcohol intoxication in a public place, third-degree criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and second-degree cruelty to animals.
Fucking hell.
2 days later, videos of Mason and his mule galloping away from police and subsequently being arrested in the Heiberger parking lot went viral on social media.
What makes a mule a mule? Is that that's a donkey and a horse, right?
Yeah, donkey and a horse, and they're sterile,
can't
right?
Breed. They're sterile, yeah.
So you can clean your wounds with them. 2 days later, for that second incident, he was again charged with second-degree cruelty to animals as well as third-degree fleeing or evading the police.
See, look, for that one, they're giving him second-degree cruelty to animals for galloping away on his mule. You know, just because they don't like what he was doing when he did the galloping.
Yeah. Does the mule not like it? Does his little legs stick out at angles? Like,
I don't think he's very big.
They're doing typical cop stuff, and they're arresting a guy and saying, now let's transpose a bunch of offenses onto things in the surrounding area.
Yeah.
What if the mule is his best friend?
He rode away on his mule, and it made me feel bad about myself.
I hate it. I tried to grab him, but I fell down. He assaulted me. The mule was abused.
Yeah, I tried to grab him on the mule.
Yeah, I fell in the mud. My pants fell down. My big pink nude butt was out. Everybody looked at it and laughed at it. Everyone saw my hot boxer shorts.
My wife left me.
Second degree dry cleaning.
She was too embarrassed to be around me.
She didn't respect me anymore. Big Apple owner Ron R.G. Gladden said Mason, who is commonly called Cowboy Cody by those who know him.
Yeah.
Cowboy Cody's a major player in the cowboy scene.
Fuck yes. Cowboy Cody's here and he bought his mule. You know things are going to get crazy.
You imagine how the life cycle on that went when people at first were like, guys, Cowboy Cody's here. This is going to be wild, to be like, oh, fuck. Cowboy Cody's here. Dial nine and one and just wait.
He's kind of shitty to his mule too.
Yeah.
What was the bar owner's name?
Ron Gladden.
R.G. Gladden. That is also a 18th century barman name. Yeah. 19th century. Fuck you. Mm.
And if you search Cowboy Cody in news, you're going to get a picture of Cowboy Cody himself.
You are.
Of Cowboy Cody? Yeah.
Look, yeah, I think just, looking yeah, at mugshots mm-hmm. as spectacle is often not good, but there is a look in the eyes of this man...
That like that's
seems
Cowboy
to
Cody.
Correlate with his actions.
He's making an identical face in both mugshots.
Where he's smiling quite warmly.
He has a certain look.
A certain look that says, you got me.
Yeah, he's got the Arbeans face on.
he doesn't look so good at the shot of him I'm looking at where he's in court. He's looking a little more down on himself.
Yeah.
He's probably still intoxicated on the first round of photos, you know?
Quote, he tried to come in the front door with a dog on his shoulder, so you know he's out of his mind already, Gladden said. We stopped him at the front door, told him he couldn't come in and that he was trespassed. He walked around to the deck and started cussing people on the deck and screaming and hollering.
Yeah.
That's Cowboy Cody.
Yeah.
Fuck you all looking at. I'll kill you.
He's always cussing, always hollering.
Quote, apparently he trapped this raccoon earlier in the day and it was in a trap in his truck and he went in and grabbed the raccoon. I don't know how he didn't get bit doing that, but he put it under his jacket and walked up to our front door and asked two guys who were coming in, hey, will you hold the door
under
for me?
Under his jacket.
This is just a raccoon he found?
What's that in your pocket?
Well, he trapped it. Trapped it earlier in the day.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like something that would have required the cooperation of the raccoon. To grab a wild animal and go, I'm just going to place this
under my jacket. Are you saying
the
raccoon's complicit?
I would expect a wild animal that you had trapped earlier in the day that was then shoved under your jacket to struggle to get out, I'll say. But maybe that's why the raccoon was agitated later.
Yeah. I'm going to read this whole one run-on sentence again because I think it's just there's a beautiful quality to it. It's almost like something that you might read in like a what's his name? Cowboy guy. Doesn't do interviews.
Cormac McCarthy?
Got in some mischief lately. Cormac McCarthy.
Got in some mischief lately? Dying?
Oh.
I meant the other thing.
I think the other thing.
Which I was also drastically understating.
Probably
the other
stuff. I don't know if that was lately or just in general the man was a ephebophile.
Beautiful books, though.
People only get called ephebophiles by people that are trying to defend them because they're trying
I'm
to make it sound
less
bad.
I'm trying to be precise with my language.
Oh, man. I don't know how he didn't get bit doing that, but he did put it under his jacket and walked up to our front door and asked two guys who were coming in, hey, will you hold that door for me? And they held the door and he just threw the raccoon in like a bowling ball.
again, you can't ask me to be mad at the guy when you keep describing Hanna-Barbera situations.
Yes. Sorry to the raccoon, obviously, that this happened to you, but he is using this like a fucking JRPG attack.
Yeah.
I want to know why he did this. This didn't come from nowhere. What happened at the bar?
Well, they told him he couldn't come in because he'd been banned and they were going to call the cops because he was trespassing at this juncture.
And he had a
dog
on
his shoulder.
Well, then
that's kind of a funny thing to do.
It's very funny to ask the two gentlemen that are leaving,
hold that door a minute. Can you hold the door? Just hold the door for me.
Yeah.
It's got something I got to do here.
Bowling in a raccoon.
I'm off. See y'all later. Then. Have a good time. Goodbye.
Little tip of the cap to the guy who held the doors. And then it's back on your mule, you know?
Happy trails. Goodbye. Mary Hafner was working the bar, and before Mason allegedly retrieved the raccoon from his truck, she had hoped she could talk to him into talk him into leaving without incident.
Oh, Mary.
Mary.
You know I can't do that. I got here with my raccoon, and I got one thing to see to before I go.
This is what the future holds for me. Ain't no budging from that.
Mary, you know this was the way God created me, and I got to throw this raccoon.
Sometimes we are predestined to the things that which we will do.
Written in the stars that I got this raccoon and I aim to hurl him. I'm going to do it. Goodbye, Mary.
I'm going to hurl this raccoon.
And I like how many regions of the United States we've managed to poorly cover.
You've really crossed the South.
Kentucky. Texas, some of the other ones that don't exist because these accents aren't anything.
Arkansas, etc. Yes.
Arizona, Arkansas,
Louisiana, Kentucky.
Movies I've seen with guys in them.
Things I've imagined.
Yep. Country music Justified. I've listened to.
Yep. And we're boiling all that in a big pot of gumbo and turning it into Cowboy Cody.
Yes.
There he is.
That's right. Cowboy Cody is
kind of a cosmic gumbo.
Cowboy Cody lives in your imagination and mine.
What's the name of those? The French surrealists would do that thing where they would draw on a little piece of folded up paper and then let someone fold it over again and do another bit of drawing.
Oh, Exquisite Corpse?
An Exquisite Corpse. Cowboy Cody is an Exquisite Corpse.
Yes.
Quote, I have a little better relationship with him than some, Hafner said. I don't know him super personally. I've just had him as a regular because I've worked there for 5 years, so I thought I'd have better luck than anyone else going out and telling him to leave. I was trying to make it as painless as possible, and I thought that I did a great job because when I talked to him and he was like, yes, ma'am, I'll leave, and it was very calm. He wasn't mad. And then about 10 minutes later, somebody's like, there's a raccoon in there. And then we know the rest, I guess. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, rocks. Yeah. Like, you're right, man. I'm going to get out of here. I'm just leaving, going back to my truck, presumably to drive away and do nothing else. Well,
goodbye now.
You hold that door for me. Gladden said that while the raccoon did cause some commotion, the crowd somehow didn't panic. That's Kentucky. That's rural Kentucky.
Totally.
I've seen it all.
You can't phase them. They've seen everything. Quote, the raccoon did a couple laps around the pretty full restaurant.
Said. Of course he did.
It's great imagery. He's not just darting around in a random pattern. He's running circles around the bar. It was Friday at about 7:15, 7:30, and I was there. So we're trying to corral this thing. What I was mostly surprised at was that no customers freaked out. Normally, you see a wild animal running in anywhere. Someone is going to be alarmed or scream or something. Nobody did anything like that. Everybody took out their phones and wanted to video it.
God damn it. We can't have anything anymore.
Yeah, that ruins it for me.
Everybody on their phones, you know?
People were freaking. They weren't freaking out because they were too busy making content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't just experience.
Put your phone away. Be present. Be present in the moment. Yeah, a raccoon loose in the store. The
yes.
Sounds You're incredible.
Me, in a bar in rural Kentucky, and everyone is such a slave to the content machine.
You think
Cowboy
they don't have,
Cody?
You know, they don't have bar phones down in rural Kentucky?
I think they're less online. I would have fucking hoped. These are people of the land.
Yes.
A local eccentric. A local eccentric crafted a unique experience for you.
Yeah.
And you have to see it through the lens of
your iPhone. Oh, I pull out my
phone.
Oh, I got to post this on my TikTok. I'm going to post it on Snapchat. Oh.
Just let the raccoon bite you.
Someone's going to ask you about this. They're going to say, wow, that's crazy. What was that like? What were you doing? And you're going to realize in that moment, you're going to go, you know what? I was on my fucking phone.
First thing I did, reach for my phone, you'll say. kind of realize it while you're saying it.
Have a real realization about that. Be more present.
My instincts kicked in and I just pulled out my phone. I just pulled out my fucking phone. Didn't try and get a pool cue to corral it.
In that moment, you'll realize I should have gone for my gun.
Yeah. Could have blasted that thing.
Yeah. Could have been over strapped. With. 5 seconds. Blam.
What if 25 people had all shot their enormous six shooters at that raccoon? Problem solved.
Cowboy Cody wasn't on his phone. He wasn't doing this for content. No, he was doing it for the love of the game.
Yeah.
He was living his life.
Say what you will about Cowboy Cody and his relationship to animals.
Oh, you will.
And you will talk about him. At least he's not just sitting there being like, I'm going to make a video about this. They banned me and I'm going to film myself yelling at them. He didn't do that.
No. He made something
doesn't have
happen.
A phone. I don't think he's got a phone at all.
I think he doesn't have a phone. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't have a lot of things. That's how I feel maybe about Cowboy Cody.
Don't
well, he doesn't have a raccoon anymore.
I think
he threw it. unless he's got a line on more raccoons.
Oh, how would I describe Cowboy Cody? Well, he's a man who doesn't have a raccoon.
Doesn't
he might have more. I feel like he's probably got
have
more.
A raccoon.
I'd go back for it.
We know he definitely has a jacket for which to conceal a future raccoon.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. He's got to fit at least one.
But knowing him, I reckon he'd keep it unpredictable. Maybe next time at the next
Chevy
bar that's wrong
Silverado.
Him, it's a groundhog, you know.
Raccoon jacket.
I reckon next time he says, can you hold that door for me? And then he opens up his jacket. He's just nude and he just flashes everyone.
Yes.
And then they arrest him.
Yeah, which is a
again,
felony.
For a sexual offense.
Oh, this one's not going well. I just wanted to remark on the beautiful synchronicity. I've got my mule shirt on. I've got my Tyler Childers shirt on, who is from Kentucky.
Wow.
There you go.
A mule right across my titties right now.
The world
is so beautiful.
I wish you would phrase that in any other way.
Sure.
Why? A woman can't have titties? Is that your problem?
We're scrapping this one. This one's going to the can. Never happened before, but we're doing it tonight.
It's garbage.
Unfortunately, the incident still caused one of the restaurant's employees to need medical attention, Gladden said.
Because of the rabies.
Because of the
raccoon bite.
Quote, one of my kitchen guys went back to my barbecue area and got my barbecue gloves, which are really nice, thick gloves. And we had the raccoon kind of trapped, Gladden said. Kind of.
Hmm.
Quote, trapped-ish. He grabbed a hold of it, but he didn't get far enough behind his head and it turned around and bit him, so he dropped it. Now he's having to deal with 3 or 4 weeks worth of rabies shots.
Christ.
Don't try and grab it then.
You got cowboy coded, my friend. Gladden said Hafner put a towel over the raccoon and picked it up like it was a little kitten and just walked out the back door with it. I like this Mary Hafner.
Yeah.
Like this character.
You guys just don't know how to deal with Cowboy Cody, you know?
Yeah.
He's just acting out.
Yes.
Due to his unrequited love for me.
Because of his neurodivergency.
Yes, probably. Yes.
Yes. Cowboy Cody only does that when he's very distressed.
Have you considered having lower lighting and turning down the music? Quote, once it got its eyes covered up, I think it just settled down, he said. She picked it up and carried it out back. And she was going to try and hold on to it for evidence purposes, but it wrangled itself free and ran away.
Evidence of what? Raccoon?
Here it is.
This is the one.
It was this raccoon.
Detective putting on his latex gloves, taking the raccoon and placing it into an evidence bag.
Oh, man, he's got the little tape recorder. Yep. Appears to be a raccoon, about raccoon-sized in size.
It's in the shape of a raccoon.
Quote, I scooped it up and took it outside, Hafner recounted. I was going to keep it until somebody came to get it because I know how important it is to have a wild animal evaluated for rabies when somebody gets bit.
Yeah.
It just wasn't having it. It was too freaked out, so it kind of escaped from me.
Doesn't testing for rabies involve killing the animal?
They put it in the blender.
Absolutely. They put it in the blender.
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah,
they scramble it. Yep.
Keep on rocking in the free world, little raccoon.
Yeah, you just avoided getting homogenized.
And none of this was
Which
like the raccoon's fault. Let's be very clear. The raccoon got...
We should not be taking this out on the raccoon.
The raccoon got trapped. It got put into a guy's truck. stuffed under somebody's jacket, and then thrown into a busy Kentucky bar.
We really cannot criticize
it for biting anyone.
I don't care what kind of raccoon you are. That's a bad day for a raccoon.
Yep. Yes.
Who's just doing raccoon stuff? Oh, he bit you. It's as a raccoon, raccoon is want to do, you know?
Yeah. Do you get angry at a bird for flying? Do you get angry at a fish for swimming?
Yeah.
Do you get angry at the planets for orbiting the sun? Come on!
I think that, like, karmically speaking, I'm happy for the guy to have to take his rabies shots for the crime of thinking he could handle the raccoon and failing. And I'm happy for the raccoon to get away because the raccoon was innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent.
I would probably feel like I would have a natural affinity with the raccoon. I think I would be blinded with that sort of feeling like, I can handle it.
Yeah.
We kind of get each other.
Yeah. All
kind
dressed
of just
in
like
black.
Kindred spirits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bags under your eyes.
Yeah. That's right.
Rifling through trash.
Biting.
Wearing a mule shirt.
You know when whenever there's like a guy at like Yellowstone or whatever who like walks up to a bison to like stroke its head and then it gores him.
Yeah.
And then everyone will share those videos, they'll go viral. Everyone's like, this stupid fuckhead ignored all the signs. He's a grown ass adult who knows you don't just approach wild fucking animals. Yellowstone National Park. And I get it. I understand where people are coming from. But what if you got really lulled into that sense that you had like a simpatico moment?
Oh, absolutely.
With the buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you always felt like you were different?
What if you had felt like you were different and that animals knew?
You like turn around to your partner.
Yes.
Honey, look.
I think when I speak to them, they kind of understand me.
Do you think is this simpatico?
He respects me, right? Honey, hey, I'm going to get a little closer because I think he respects me.
Yeah, no, this isn't like the time with the kangaroo.
No, very different to what happened at Australia Zoo. Right? I've always been part of the natural world, right, honey? Like, less the built environment, more the natural world.
What if you had just watched like the 3-hour director's cut of Dances with Wolves and had an edible before you went to the national park?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. What if you were microdosing mushrooms and you saw a beautiful buffalo
and
like the way the light was catching its fur, you were like, oh shit, that's me.
We're the same.
They got like a bit of a curly coat, don't they?
Yeah. And then you walked up and you put one hand just on that bit, the flat bit of its head, just sort of above and between its eyes. And for one beautiful moment, you could feel the transfer of energies between you.
Yeah.
And then
seeing each other. He's seeing you. You're seeing
him. Your pancreas is 30 feet away.
And then suddenly he's really transferring that energy to you.
Yeah.
You know, like
kinetic
very
energy,
fast.
Motherfucker.
Buffalo pelts look great, though. Their fur looks wonderful.
That's why America's like that now.
Settle a voice, by the way.
No, I'm saying if I had been microdosing something, I would... Ooh,
you're so settler-coated.
Yeah.
You'd want to be rolling around on top of that.
You know what would be like a really great vantage point for looking around a virgin land? A giant pile of buffalo skulls. Those photos are crazy depressing, huh?
Oh,
because then you like think about.
Oh, I don't like the pile of
the
skulls.
Actions
no.
behind them, and also the history surrounding them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good looking pelt, though.
It is, isn't it? Wouldn't you just love to get nude on that one by the fireplace? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hafner added that in the 5 years she's tended bar, quote, "I've had some stories, but that is the weirdest one that I've had so far." Yeah, I've never had anything probably close to that. I don't think. No one's like throwing raccoons bowling ball style into the bar.
The night is young.
Really, really minor feedback for Mary. I think it would be cooler if you acted like it wasn't the weirdest thing you'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things in my bar.
With a lot of things happen at the Big Apple Bar in Kentucky.
Yeah, and that's one of them. Come on down.
Another day ending at Y at the Big Apple Grill and Bar. Isn't it interesting that they're doing the... I always think bar and grill.
And bar.
They're going grill
and
bar.
Maybe it's a Kentucky style thing.
Well, yeah, it doesn't feel
Kentucky
right.
Kentucky style.
Kentucky
style.
You got your grill and bar.
It's a Kentucky thing, y'all.
Somebody coming in and asking if this is a bar. Well, it's mostly a grill, sir, but there is a bar present.
There is a bar. But think about the food.
I want you to think. I want you to look at the menu before you order a drink, if that's okay. If you can just skim the food with your eyes and then order a drink.
Hey, if you had planned to have a shift at that bar without a raccoon being thrown into it, seeing someone throw a raccoon into it would be the one thing that you didn't want to happen. It's time for This Is The One Thing We Didn't Want To Happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This comes to us from WVIT in Connecticut. Man gets stuck in chimney while trying to get his dog out of a locked building.
Oh.
It's unfortunate.
Is he wearing pants?
Yeah, but so they ripped right up to his ankles.
Yeah. Did he go in head first?
Oh, I saw a photo and I think... Oh, that's horrifying. I hate the idea of... What if you go... I don't know. I'm going to find out, actually, because I did see a photo and I could either see hands or feet dangling, but I can't recall which. For me, I'm going feet down.
Style, yeah, if you don't personally. Want to die and you don't live in a cartoon. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I just picture the guy from that... what's the name of that cave? Nut Butter? That guy that was in Nut Butter Cave and then got stuck?
What is Nut Butter Cave?
The guy that was in Nut Butter Cave.
You know, Yellow Ledbetter Cave? What's the, you know, the horrible, the most horrible way that anyone's ever died?
My wife to Nut Butter Cave.
You're talking about the, face down ass up Osama bin Laden silhouette.
Face down ass up, that's the way I die in Nutty Putty Cave.
For a long
cave.
Time, I thought they were the same thing. Nutty Putty Cave in Utah. Why did you call it Nutty Putty Cave?
Why'd you call it that?
Oh, I don't like the thought of what Nutty Putty refers to.
Imagine the site of your death being called Nutty Putty Cave.
They should call it something like more foreboding.
Yeah, Tragedy Cave.
Oh, no, okay, they just exploded it so that no one could have that happen again. Oh, man, just even thinking about that makes my fucking chest contract. Horrible. No good.
Any of those videos I've ever seen of somebody slithering into one of those little holes, it just makes me go...
Like contort themselves, fit their arms in there or whatever?
Don't fucking slither. No slithering.
Yeah.
Hey, that hole isn't for you.
Yes.
That is not your hole.
You might have died because your brain doesn't have the requisite alarm signals to say, oh, this is one of the places where you die if you go in.
Yeah, it turns out James did not have the cave reflex.
Yeah, the thing that makes you like fear going in the MRI, you should have that.
That's normal. I think that's a normal phobia to have. It stops you from dying this way in Nutty Putty Cave.
I'm not worried about the MRI though, because like I can still see out of the end of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind the MRI.
Like
my feet are coming out of the MRI.
Close your eyes and not think about it.
There's some guys talking to me while I'm doing it. No?
He went feet down for the for reference. So he's not crazy. He's not fucking
Oh, the
insane.
Chimney guy. Okay.
Yeah, the chimney guy.
No, not the guy who died.
The
guy.
That guy
was
head
down. That guy was head down.
John Edward Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, you truly made it to the other side.
Oh,
it's like
just
John Edward.
Nightmare.
Because that guy died in there.
Yeah.
Woo!
Ooh, that's good gear.
Oh, wow. Comedy! Hostile. Firefighters had to rescue a man who got... We have to go to dinner together after this, Lucy. I will remember every time you made fun of me.
It was good gear.
Firefighters had to rescue a man who got stuck in the chimney of a Connecticut Parks building while trying to retrieve his dog from a bathroom when the doors automatically locked for the night.
Good
on That's him. Dumb. Oh, wait, no, you can probably still open it from the inside. I just couldn't do it because there's a dog.
You can ask his dog to unlock the door, you mean?
Yeah, you can't train him to do it like the mask style.
Yeah.
Where the dog gets the keys for him.
I thought the dog got the mask on.
Yeah, he does get the mask
he
on.
He does get the mask on. And he goes so crazy.
Have you guys seen the mask? It's so insane.
Yeah. But he dances like a demon.
Yeah, Cuban Pete, things of that nature. He's the king of the Roomba beat. Yeah.
Oh, I was watching a Lucy, what's her name? Fucking Lucille Ball documentary a little while ago, and they were like, and that's when she met Desi Arnaz, and they've got him doing like Cuban Pete. Went,
awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Very into Desi Arnaz doing Cuban Pete. What a song.
Chicky boom. Police were called Sunday morning to Rockwell Park in Bristol for a burglary complaint and were told by parks employees that someone was in the chimney.
Ah.
That's ominous. There's a man in there.
That is some real classic burglar behavior, though.
Yeah. Yeah, look, but like, you're not burgling a toilet.
I'm not assuming I can go down a chimney.
You wouldn't burgle a toilet.
A chimney doesn't seem like a good entrance. Like, I don't think that's where Santa actually goes down to deliver his gifts.
I have other news about Santa and the things that he could and could not do.
Why does the toilet have a chimney? Have they got a fireplace in there?
What's going on? How come toilet got a chimney for?
Why's the toilet got a chimney?
I guess they do things differently in Connecticut.
Connecticut style.
To let the smells out, right?
Or Connecticut style toilet?
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh toilet, the Connecticut chimney.
Doesn't flush like that. It's Connecticut style. Got it installed recently.
Oh, the Japanese are like getting expensive Connecticut style chimneys put into their bathrooms.
It's just like $20 on Amazon. Anyone can get it.
You can fit it onto a regular style toilet.
It burns your shit.
Thick black smoke coming out of that chimney.
Yeah, it means a new poop has been elected.
Andrew's clapping like a seal.
The best thing is Ben does have to get to dinner, so he's not going to have time to edit out.
We can't add anything extra.
Ridiculous shit.
No.
Oh, I can't nonchalantly start another 15-minute story at the hour mark. Firefighters responded to the scene and got the man out after having to remove parts of the chimney and building, causing $5,000 to $10,000 worth of damage, police said.
That's my Japanese chimney. It's so expensive.
I just got that Connecticut toilet. Oh,
any idea what the postage is like on that?
Damn it. The Bristol man.
Like the stool chart.
Oh.
Bristol man as a mascot for bowel health.
Uh-oh, he's a 10 today.
Oh.
The Bristol man, who was not injured, was arrested and charged with burglary, trespassing, and criminal mischief. He was released on bond and ordered to appear in court on July 7th.
Charge him with one thing.
Oh, and by the way, take a shower.
Why the fuck are you charging him with burglary? He was trying to get his dog out of there.
It's his dog.
It's his fucking dog.
That's insane.
A message seeking comment was sent to an email address listed in public records. Phone numbers listed for him were not in service. Online court records did not list a lawyer for him.
Just wanted to see what the definition of burglar actually is. Illegal entry of a building with intent to commit a crime.
Yeah.
Removing your dog.
Remove my own dog.
Bastards. Yeah. The man got stuck near the flue of the chimney of Mrs. Rockwell's pavilion. A building named after a beneficiary of the park. Locks on the doors to the bathrooms are on new timers and automatically lock at 10 p.m. every night, said Erica Benoit, Community Engagement Coordinator for Bristol Parks, Recreation, Youth and Community Services. It's not clear how the dog got stuck in the bathroom or how long the man was in the chimney. The doors can be opened from inside after they're locked for the night. The dog was unharmed. Quote, it is a bit of a crazy scenario, Benoit said. Our park staff is working with the police department and the fire department to make sure that doesn't happen again. If you just contact the police.
Specific scenario.
Yeah. We're going to make the chimney wider. If you had just contacted police in the first place, we might have been able to avoid the situation.
Yeah. Again, America always calling the police.
Yeah. I mean,
my dog's stuck in a toilet. 911.
This individual, this man is not white. So, like, I feel like there might be some reason why he would be hesitant, maybe call the police, like, late at night.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm trying to get into a city building, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call the fucking firefighters, maybe. But then who knows? They're probably strapped.
Probably. Those people are. You know.
Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any complaints about the quality of this episode, you're lucky it got released. All right? Mm-hmm. You might have been listening to nothing.
It's non-refundable. 1 hour of silence. There are no refunds.
As far as we can tell, we cannot initiate refunds because that money would be coming from Patreon. We will see you on the free episode. Look after yourselves. Look after the people around you. And don't leave your dog unattended in a toilet in the park.
Dog, stay out of Nutty Putty Cave. Get yourself a Connecticut style. It's $20 on Amazon. Really enjoy yourself.
Yeah. It's actually way better for you. It's way more natural. And you get used to it. Actually, it kind of feels kind of good. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, and after a while, you don't even notice the smell.
No matter how annoyed you get, don't bowl a raccoon into that.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Is it in you? Or are you in it? Does it fill you? Do you waste it? Does it need you? Can you take it? Is it in you?